YYZ and 4ZLK. YYZ and 4ZLK.
KQ4, YYZ here. Good evening.
You gonna be in your mobile for a few minutes?
Just coming down by the cliffs here on 11.
In just a couple minutes, I just dropped a trailer and I need to add some depth to my tractor. I'll be back in just a few minutes if you don't mind. Okay, be back in a second. For IYZ and 4ZLK.
Second, I'll get right there.
Hey, I'll be here.
Sorry, you came back quite fast. So I didn't expect you to come back that fast. Trying to squeeze in a phone call. How you doing?
Okay, no problem. I pulled up to the pump and they had it blocked off, which means it's not working for the depth here. So I can get some when I get to Atlanta. We don't have any in Greenville. Don't have a pump there yet. But I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Here that you're going out tonight, I thought maybe you'd get an extra day. But, of course, things don't stop for the holidays much, do they?
I'll have Christmas Day off this year. In fact, if Christmas Eve was on a work day, we'd be working. Well, I wouldn't have to work that night because I'm trying to think. Well, actually, I would. Because Christmas Eve is not considered a holiday. New Year's Eve is, but Christmas Eve is not. I have to figure that one out. But anyway, I had a couple things. I'm glad I heard you. First of all, I wanted to say Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope you guys have a really blessed holiday.
Appreciate that. Likewise, I hope you do the same and try to get some rest and some time to enjoy it too. I'm on my way in. I'm off just for 3, though. I didn't have much going on this year for the holidays, so I'm back at it on Tuesday as well for a few days. Then I'll be off for the following holiday weekend as well.
On your way back from a trip now?
To Greenville a little while ago, came up from Atlanta. So I didn't do the drive. I can't report to you anything. But hopefully you have a good night tonight. The weather should hold out for you.
Looks like it should be too bad. And the traffic last night was very light, so that was nice. But the other thing I wanted to tell you is you've got a pretty strong hum on your signal. It's not normally there. And maybe when you get home, you could, if you have an HT or something, you could key up on one and listen on the other. You'll probably have to have your vehicle running. I couldn't tell you what it is. I couldn't tell you how to fix it. It might be something on the grounding. I don't know, but it's not usually there. But I just wanted to let you know because we can't hear our own signals.
Yeah, you definitely can't hear your own signal. That's true. Well, I'll be honest with you. A couple things. This is an aluminum F-150, and it's not easy to. It definitely has radio alternator noise. There's no doubt about it. And I do have a Palomar. Filter in here, and it was working. I don't know what. I hadn't had any reports of that hum lately. So I am about to swap out this $50 Chinese radio, too. I hope to do it this weekend or next weekend. So hopefully that'll make a large improvement as well. I'm putting a Yaesu in here as well next week.
I don't know enough to tell you if that will solve the issue or not, but actually that last transmission was quieter. It was still a little bit in the background. I don't know if you turned something off, if you had something, you know, fan running or the AC running or heat or whatever. I've just thrown things out there, but that transmission was definitely better, but it was still in the background.
I didn't really change anything, but that doesn't surprise me. Like I said, this is a very inexpensive radio I got from somebody to throw in here. Just to have something in the mobile. And it doesn't do a couple things very well. It doesn't do UHF very well. The audio on it is hit or miss, and the receive audio is not great. So I'm looking forward to swapping it out and putting something much better in. I use that Yaesu on my base station, so it's a nice radio, and putting another one in here, so that should help a lot, hopefully. And then we'll do some checking and see if there's any electrical noise to work with further.
It's still in the background. It doesn't change. You know, sometimes if it's an alternator, it goes up with the as you accelerate and decelerate, it goes up and down. But it holds its pitch. So that's all I can tell you. I can't tell you what it might be or give you any suggestions. But what kind of what brand Yaesu? I mean, well, what model Yaesu were you putting in there?
300D. Been a solid mobile radio that I've used on the base station as well. So I was got one on sale the other day. It was like $60 off. So it's sitting there ready to go. I just got to have the time to get it in.
They seem like nice radios. I was kind of looking at one of those at one point, a used one, but in good condition, and it got away from me. Does that have the detachable head? Am I remembering that correctly?
For me in this application, that's a must-have. So, yes, it does. And it should mount up pretty nice right under the GMRS radio head. I have a GMRS radio in here as well. And, yeah, the antenna's been good. It's a diamond antenna. So I think the antenna's fine. It'll just make sure when I hook it up that the power source is clean, and hopefully that filter that I have on here is still working. I hope it is. I'll just double check everything.
Transmissions, if I hadn't heard the original ones with the noise on it, I probably wouldn't have thought anything of it. But it was pretty strong there when you first came on. But I'm sure you'll get it figured out. How is your antenna mounted? I'm just curious. Connor, my son-in-law, has a F-150. It's a 2017, something like that. And there's just no room to put a radio unless you have, an optional head that you can take off. Right now, he's got his up on the dash in that little, it's like a little indent or insert in the middle. I don't know what yours is like, but. And he keeps it covered with a towel, but I wouldn't want it. If it was my truck, I wouldn't want it like that. But there's just nowhere to put it underneath the dash or anywhere. There's just so much stuff filling that cab up now. It's hard to find a place to put a radio.
Q4IYZ. Yeah, Shane, you're right about that. They don't make it easy. What I've done is I've used what a lot of the police cars use. I use that, for lack of better terms, it's a pole that comes up at you mount it into the floor of the passenger side. It's not hard to do. It's not even the floor. It's actually the part of the hump, for the drivetrain. And you mount it in the side, and the pole is rigid, and it comes up around and, points at the driver. It works pretty well. And you can put two heads on there very easily and then run the wires back and hide them pretty well. That was what I ended up doing because there was not a lot of choice. That was after learning that when I bought the magnetic mount antenna and it didn't stick to my truck, that's when I learned it was aluminum at that point.
My insurance agent told me that the reason everybody's prices were going up across the board was because the F-150 was the most popular vehicle sold, and it was so expensive. It was either totaled out or to replace something, you had to replace whole sections of it. And I was like, well, why don't you just charge the people who are buying the F-150s? Why do my insurance rates have to go up? But anyway, that's a good idea on that pole there. I have to look into that. He doesn't have a detachable head. It is a Yaesu, but it's that little one with the front speaker mount, 3100 or 3200 maybe. I'm not sure if that'll fit on that, but we mounted a NMO mount on the front of the truck, kind of like where the commercial antenna is. It comes out from under the hood. It's just a little, a little piece of metal that's cut to come up through the hood slot there, and then it's got a hole in it for the NMO mount. That's how I used to run an antenna on my excursion, and that's how his is mounted, and it seems to work great. It doesn't have to stick to the metal or anything.
Exactly. That's, I have one on either side. One side's GMRS, the other side's the dual band. So, yeah, that's about the only choice, is unless you want to put a hole in the roof, and even if you did that, you'd have to, you know, ground it from underneath because of the aluminum situation. But also the option is that a very, very expensive third brake light antenna mount, but, I mean, that'll cost you the price of a brand new dual band radio, almost, that mount.
Yeah, I think it gets a pretty good ground connect with the way we have it connected. We connected it to ran a ground wire somewhere to the chassis so that it was grounded off of one of the bolts there that attached it to the frame there. The bracket was what I was trying to think of the word, but seems to do all right. But yeah, that signal's kind of cleared up. I mean, it's still minimal in the background, but it was very strong when you first keyed up. Maybe the radio had to warm up a little bit.
Said it's not worth very much, so I'm happy to get this connection right now, but it's being retired. That's okay. It served its purpose, and we'll have hopefully a little better communications out of here in the near future. But you want an old TYT-9800 for free? It's all yours if you want it.
Keep it for a backup radio. Yeah, I think I have enough. Don't need another one. On another note, I don't know how long you've been gone, but did you see that or hear about that bad accident right down there in front of Aunt Sue's at 11 and New Hope Road just a couple nights ago?
Okay, but another one, really? No, I didn't hear about it. What'd you hear?
Well, they must have already life-flighted the person away, because when I came up on it, there was an ambulance there with no lights on, the two paramedics were just standing at beside the ambulance looking at their phones. It was a pickup truck facing the wrong direction, and another pickup truck down in the grass on the other, across from Aunt Sue's, but on the north side. They had a head-on, and I found out later one of them was trying to pass another vehicle in the opposite lane, but one of them was the one, and he hit one that was sitting there trying to make a left turn on the New Hope. So I don't know how he didn't see it, but he, you know, was trying to pass a slower moving vehicle and slammed head on into a vehicle that was trying to make a left turn. And then this morning, as I was coming home, you know, the speed limit there's 45 now. There was two vehicles coming down from your direction headed back towards Greenville. And they were both moving at a high rate of speed, and one of them was passing the other right as I pulled up to the intersection. So I wish they would just post some officers out there and just kind of enforce that speed limit for a while.
Actually, right. That's what they need, to run radar out here. The state needs to be out there on a regular basis, and that's the only thing that'll really work. You don't want to see a bunch of traffic lights show up and things like that, but, you know, it's a beautiful area and a beautiful road, and, you know, it can be somewhat safe if people treat it that way. But it's always the individual. Somebody's got to ruin it, that's for sure. But, that's sad. I hope that person survives. I don't know what the outcome was. I'll look into it a little bit.
And that was just off social media. Was somebody's cousin? She had a major surgery, and she's just in a bad way. But I was thinking maybe nobody got hurt, even though it looked pretty bad. I didn't realize that all the medical stuff had already happened and they had moved on, but. Apparently some neighbor in that area has been pushing the county or the state to put traffic lights and stop signs, and I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if that's necessary, but I think if the county sheriffs would just sit out there, or even the state. You know, Greenville County, they've got a whole division that they travel around, and they'll set up on a road for a while. I know Pickens County doesn't like to get into traffic, but they may have to. It might be a good idea just till people get the idea to be careful out that way.
I agree 100%. Well, listen, we'll talk more about it. You have a safe night. I'm pulling in here, and I'm going to run. Be careful out there tonight, my man. Be careful out there. And have a great Christmas. Good talking to you as well. And we'll catch up with you over the weekend, maybe. KQ4, IYZ. We'll be clearing your final, Shane. Thanks. Have a good night.
Thanks for coming back to me. Sorry to hold you talking about all that, but enjoyed it. And Merry Christmas. We will talk to you again. I look forward to it. KQ4, IYZ, N4, ZLK Mobile.